But I have a word here for you today. And let me get to it. Amen. Let me get to it. And we are going to settle some things today. There's some things I already settled, but I want you to settle some things today. Who is God? Well, who is God? God is God. That's who he is. If you want to describe him fully, God is love. Okay? All right? So, understanding what we're going to talk about this morning, understanding how to receive the Lord's Supper. Understanding how to receive it. And because it is so important that we do. If you would open your Bibles this morning to 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 23, Paul's writing to the Corinthians. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 23. And it reads as following, "For I received of the Lord that which also I deliver unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread." When did he do it? The same night in which he was what? Betrayed. Who betrayed him? Judas. "And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, 'Take, eat, this is my body.'" Whose body? "This is my body. Thank you, Jesus. Which is what? Broken for you. This do in remembrance of me." Luke 22:15. I'll pick up there later, but let's go to Luke 22:15. Listen to what Jesus said. Luke 22:15. "And he said unto them, with desire, I have desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. For I say unto you, I will not any more eat thereof until it be fulfilled in the kingdom of God. And he took the cup and gave thanks and said, 'Take this, divide it among yourselves. For I say unto you, I will not drink of the fruit of the vine, I will not drink of the fruit of the vine until the kingdom of God shall come.'" Notice what he said. "I'm not going to do this again. Next time it happened, the kingdom of God would have come." He took the bread and gave thanks. He broke it. Gave thanks and gave it to them, rather, saying, "This is what? This is my body, which is what? Given for you. This do in remembrance of me." Likewise, also, he took the cup after supper, saying, "This cup is what? the New Testament. As you, I want to say it another way, this cup is the new covenant in my blood, which is shared for you. But behold, the hand of him that betrayeth me is with me on the table. In other words, his betrayer was sitting right there with him, had his hand on the table like the rest of them. All right? And truly the Son of Man goeth as it was determined, but woe unto the man by whom he is betrayed. Two things. After Jesus' resurrection, two things, two ordinances he said for us to keep. One of them was water baptism, and this one we're going to talk about today, the Lord's Supper. The Lord's Supper. So, Jesus said, with desire, I've desired to eat this meal with you, this Passover, before I suffer. And I want you to pay very close attention. And I'm going to tell you, like he told me, okay? Why did he suffer? Well, what is the purpose of the Lord's Supper? Why do we do this? Why are there such precise instruction in this? That we follow his teaching. Did Jesus die? Did he suffer the pain, the punishment the beating that was brutal? The humiliation of putting a bag over his head, slapping him in the face, spitting in his face. Did he go through all of that just for you to remain as you are? Did he do that? That the enemy could have access to you? Like he had before Jesus died, before he suffered, before he went through all of this? Did he do this so the enemy could continue on his activity and control and domination? And occasionally you might could do a little something about it. Or did he totally and completely destroy the works of the devil? That they could not touch you or stop you or hold you or control you? Or did he just do this just to put on a show? That a man could be beat up like this Or was it a divine purpose behind his crucifixion? Hallelujah. Hallelujah.